Fourth One. Boogie in the morning.
Edinburgh 2050 is trending on Twitter today. This is on the back of a thing that the council are doing. They're asking people who live in Edinburgh what they would like from their city by the year 2050. So I've suggested a Formula One Grand Prix in the streets of Edinburgh. Yep. If they have one in Monaco, they have one in Baku, for goodness sake, they could have one here. That would be a doddle. I've got the route, it's on Twitter. And Marty proposed a giant water slide from the castle down to Prince's Street,
which is
a brilliant idea. Stevie's on the phone. What are you saying, Steve?
More trim trails. There's two of them. There's one at Inverleith Park, and there's one down Musselburgh somewhere as well. It's like a kind of like an assault course for health and fitness, but it's outside.
Oh, yeah, OK. I know the one you mean up in Inverleith Park there. So it's like every now and again, every 500 yards, there's like a, I don't know, you have to jump through tyres or something like that, right?
That's right. And it's the one up at Inverleith Park's brilliant. It's really good. So they should
Stevie, it's too sensible, man. Too sensible. Unless they're going to turn Princes Street into total wipeout. You know, with all the obstacles. You know, a total wipeout that was on telly on a Saturday night with Richard Hammond?
Yeah, you're just getting ridiculous now, Boogie.
Well, no, I think your trim track idea is a good idea, but let's make it... And, you know, if you get bashed by those giant cotton buds that come out the wall, you end up on the train tracks coming out of Waverley.
Yeah, well, listen, I've got an idea then.
Yeah.
They build them, we'll get you to do it.
Right, OK, good idea. Thanks, Steve.
Cheers.
Cheers, pal. Keith's on the phone. What's your idea, Keith?
I think the time of the festival and at Christmas, they should poach Blackpool's illuminated tram cars.
Right. Do you know what, Keith? Actually, that's a brilliant idea.
You would have thought so,
that
eh?
Genuinely a brilliant idea, because the trams, I don't know if you've ever been to Blackpool Illuminations, but the trams are, like, they're all lit up, aren't they, amazingly? And we've got the tram line, we could just have them going back and forward. That's a brilliant idea! Keith, I'm not even joking, that's a brilliant idea!
Thank you.
That's the best idea of the day, thank you for phoning.
No bother.
I'll bet you somebody phones us up soon to tell us why that couldn't happen. Ross, hi!
Hi, Boogie. I think we should get a zip wire for the top of the fourth rail bridge down with Crammond.
A zip wire from the top of the bridge down to Crammond?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd give that a shot.
Yeah, and the thing is, all the big bridges, like, you know, Sydney Harbour Bridge, you can take a walk to the top of it, couldn't you? It's like a tourist attraction. So from the new bridge, they should have thought about that before they built it. You could have a lift that goes to the top, so you go up there, get a couple of selfies up there, and then you zip wire down back to Crammond.
Yeah.
And they've got a couple of coffee shops there, you get yourself a cup of tea.
Exactly.
Ross, brilliant idea. Thanks for phoning.
All right, see ya.
See, pal.